Well, Nashville's public schools just wrapped up another academic year, and administrators there say they've had a tough time finding substitute teachers. They even raised pay scales to try to alleviate the shortage. But for one of the school system's most popular subs, sticking around is not a problem. He's been a sub for 30 years. Amy Eskin from Here Now contributor WPLN caught up with Mr. Frank, who at 91 can still command a classroom full of kids.
At a stage in life when most people are slowing down, losing energy and even memory, Frank Makanowicz is still sharp.
I'll memorize your name so Mr. Frank can call you by your name.
In a first grade classroom at Hickman Elementary in Donelson, Tennessee, he starts class like he always does, by having each child take a turn at the whiteboard to write their name. He also asks them about their plans for the future.
What are you going to do?
I want to be a teacher.
You're going to take my place, right?
They're pretty big shoes to fill. After earning a master's in administration from Peabody College, Makanowicz worked in Europe as a teacher and principal at U.S. Department of Defense schools for 30 years. He retired to Nashville in his 60s, but he had a different idea of retirement than most. He got a job as a substitute teacher, and he just never quit.
Because I can see children need people like me.
Not a lot of teachers still at your age teaching.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why. If they're good at what they do and they can help children out, they should be there helping them out.
The children respond well to this grandfather. School counselor Shannon Harrison says the kids are taken with him.
Even kids who are normally disrespectful to subs just automatically respect him.
Makanowicz gets around to the children's desks to look over schoolwork, but his age catches up to him in the hallway where he uses a cane.
He leads them down the hall, and sometimes they're way ahead of him, but they just love him and respect him.
Harrison recognizes that Makanowicz is unique among elementary school teachers.
I don't think there's probably another school in the country that on Veterans Day has a working World War II veteran at their school.
That's right. He was a Navy man in World War II, and while it's not something he talks about much with the kids, Makanowicz can still vividly recall incidents from more than 70 years ago, including a raid on U.S. ships in the Pacific.
These kamikazes came up. One came, then two, and then all of a sudden this destroyer that was on our starboard side was hit. But in 5 seconds, the destroyer turned over and went down.
Makanowicz usually keeps his energy up by swimming laps twice a week. But he took a spill in the cafeteria a few months ago. He took a little time off to recover, and he sees no reason to dwell on the fall. And he really can't understand the fuss over his age. He'd rather talk about the children.
But any class I go to, it's wonderful. They just say, Mr. Frank is back, and they enjoy me, right?
He feels needed. Even after more than 6 decades in education, the kids still give him a reason to keep coming to school. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Eskind in Nashville.